Yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show. I have a regular guest. She's an amazing speaker in dentistry. Her name is Allison Lecoussier, and she gets a lot of requests for different lectures. Today, she shares one of the highest requested lectures she does. It is powerful. It's about increasing confidence through personal alignment and self-worth. It's a lot about what's going on in dentistry and how to prevent burnout and really enjoy who you are. Please listen to this. I hope you guys enjoy it, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. Are you enjoying this? I hope you are, because I'm going to keep bringing it with great speakers, great teachers, great influencers to give you some insight to create a better practice and a better life. And I have one of my regular guests. She's a rock star in dentistry, Allison Lecoussier, and she's going to be helping us through the process of increasing our confidence through personal alignment and self-worth. It's a very, very important topic. So, Allison, thank you so much for being back on. I appreciate you.
Oh my gosh, it's my absolute pleasure. I always love our conversations. There's so much energy on this podcast, and your listeners are amazing.
Yeah, and before we went live, I was like, how you doing? And she's, now Allison's a rock star, and I'm like one of the old guys in the room, you know, just like cheering her on and the travel and all that. And it's pretty exciting to watch what you do. And I said this before we hit the go button. I love that you're creating your own path in dentistry. Like nobody does what you do. You're kind of in your own category. And we'll talk about some of the other things that you do. But we have so many young listeners now, a lot of dental students. I want people to know who they're listening to. So give them a little background. Who's Allison Lecoussier?
Yeah, thank you. And I have to give you a quick shout out back. Like I was an office manager at one point, and I remember the Greater New York sitting in your lecture, and I was laughing and I was crying and I was learning so much. And so I think as a millennial coming in as a consultant and coach, you know, you have paved the path for a lot of us to really be inspired. So thank you for that.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
I'm a professional coach, and I have specialized in transitions, and I've specialized in specifically women in business. But I got my start as a dental assistant, an orthodontic assistant, treatment coordinator, and office manager, and I helped scale a practice and really transform a practice on my own using clear aligner systems and what I have now kind of coined the humans first methodology, which I think in our world today is so important, where we honor the human beings in our practices, ourselves, our team, our patients, and then we evolve into being better professionals. And so I think that really leans into the topic we're talking about today, because I was a really like high-performing person and wanted to achieve all these levels of success, but I realized that we couldn't do it without addressing ourselves from the inside out. Like we have to understand ourselves, know our values, know so many things to achieve the levels of success that we want. And it can't be the other way. And so I became a professional coach. I launched my companies, and I've been helping practices scale using clear aligners. I've been helping them manage their teams and ultimately just inspiring people to align to their highest level of success.
Yeah. And you're doing a great job of it. Great job of it. Tell us, so you know, of all the things that you do, this is one of your highest requested presentations. Tell us why, and then tell us the why behind what we're going to be talking about today.
Yeah. So, and I told you this before we got on, I had a limiting belief, and I'll call it out on myself that, you know, I, as a professional coach, when I get on a call with a doctor, we're talking about profit, we're talking about systems, we're talking about goals. But the reality is when we really peel back the layers, we're talking about a lot of depth, of fear, of self-consciousness, of not feeling worthy, of not knowing who we are maybe, or that we're enough in order to accomplish these goals. And so I was in my career really talking to a lot of doctors, and we were going deep into this kind of inner work a lot. And I recognized how powerful it was in making shifts in my practices and my doctors' lives that I built a lecture around it. And the lecture was increasing confidence through personal alignment and self-worth. So knowing who you are, valuing who you are, and that is the key to your confidence. It's not the other way around. It's not we make more money and then we're more confident, or we get the accolades or the next degree or the next specialization and then we're more confident. It actually starts from honoring yourself, loving yourself, knowing who you are, and that's how we become confident. And so when I put this out into the world, I didn't honestly expect that the dental industry would be so excited about it, but they were. And This is the lecture that I'm speaking on the most this year. And it's all about personal alignment and honoring your self-worth.
Yeah, you're speaking my language, because we're ultimately going to get to a thing called burnout. That'll come a little bit later as we get talking to this. But I told you, that is one of our highest requested topics. There isn't a day or a couple days that go by where burnout isn't a major conversation. Now we'll get there, but help us unpackage this. You know, one of the buckets that we talked about was the pathway. Can you talk us through the pathway?
Yes. So I developed in my coaching process kind of a formula for increasing or kind of owning your worthiness. And so like, what really is worthiness? What does self-worth really mean? It means that you honor yourself, you respect yourself, you trust yourself, you love yourself without, name it, the money, the accolades, the profession. It's just that you, as you are, as a person, as a human being, you feel like you are worthy. And so what I see a lot is when people are trying to step into the next level or accomplish their goals or even try something new, they bump up against that worthiness. They don't feel worthy of their goals or of their achievements or that next level. And it actually causes self-sabotage. It causes overperformance. It causes burnout. And so I took some time to really, you know, I worked with a psychotherapist on this. I worked with a lot of my coaches. I worked with a neuroscientist to really understand, like, how do we establish a feeling of self-worth? And so the first step is to know who you are, know yourself. And that's without the titles, and it's without all of the things that we kind of present. You know, I'm a coach, I'm a dentist, I'm a dental assistant, and whatever that title is that you have, let's go deeper than that. Who are you really? Mm-hmm. And it's really seeing the person that you truly are. And sometimes when we look and we go deeper, we might not like some of the things that we've done in the past or who we are, or some of our tendencies. Sometimes we want to change it. But the second step on that path to worthiness is to accept every single part of you and to know that you are worthy and lovable and accepted exactly as you are today, even if you have bigger goals or dreams. So number one, know yourself, get to know yourself. And with that know yourself piece, our world is so busy. And I know there's a lot of high performers and high achievers that listen to this podcast, but it's to slow down enough to hear yourself. So meditating, you know, talking to a coach, talking to a therapist, sharing some of the parts of you that maybe feel excruciatingly vulnerable, but really know yourself. And then once you get to know yourself, accept every single part of you.
Yeah.
And that part can be tough, you know, like,
horribly tough. Yeah. And so if you're listening to this podcast, you might like, oh, I know myself. No, it's a lifetime of work understanding who you are. And I've said this many times, like, I wish I would have gone back at the age of 25 and done a lot more work like this, taken every test on the planet, actually gotten a personal coach or something like that, so that I wasn't working against myself and I could move to step number two and go, that's just who I am. And you can start to enjoy the process a little bit better, don't you think?
Oh my gosh, so much. And I think the part about accepting yourself too is that you can remove the shame. Mm-hmm. You know, we attach shame to the things that maybe, like, mistakes that we've made or where we're from or like the place that we grew up. Like, we can attach shame to anything, but shame is not a valuable emotion. It actually just keeps us stuck. It keeps us hidden. And so when you can face these things and accept them, that's when you get to release the shame and you get to feel immediately more confident in yourself. So it's so powerful.
Yeah. What's step number three? I'm so curious in this.
This one is the one where, like, all of my high performers and my entrepreneur doctors, like, they're like, ugh. It's honor yourself. Mm. So you know who you are. You know what you want. You know where you're going. You've accepted every single part of yourself. And now it's time to live that out. So what this looks like is asking for what you need, being honest with people in your life about who you really are. It's saying no. It's saying yes. It's removing yourself from situations that no longer work for you. It's prioritizing yourself as a business owner, as a leader, you know, making sure that you're telling your team what you need. And the honor yourself piece is the one that if we do this well, we actually can avoid burnout. Mm-hmm. We can reduce the feelings of it, but also we reduce the amount of energy that we spend on showing up as a person that we're not.
Yeah. This is a big one for me because the no thing, I'm still terrible at it. I had the hardest time ever saying no to things. And so I think for me, like honoring yourself, you know, wouldn't you say it's similar to boundaries? Like this is who mm-hmm. I am. I know I should say no and I'm going to say no. Yes. And you're like, darn it. I said, and, yeah. then I deal with the emotional, like, you know, energy that comes with that after I'm like, I should have just said no. Am I on the right track here?
100%. And I literally had a conversation with somebody today exactly about this, where I needed to say no. And so, you know, it's this path to worthiness isn't just a one and done, like, okay, now I'm worthy. It's a lifelong journey. Because like you said, when you know yourself 3 years later, you're actually changing and growing and evolving. And so it's just keeping these strategies and these tactics in mind in the whole journey and perspective of your life, and then not making yourself wrong for the times you do say yes and you shouldn't. Because I talk to so many doctors that beat themselves up for things that they should have done differently. They should have known better. And guess what? It's okay.
Sometimes we're beginners and sometimes we just didn't make the right choice, but we have to stop making ourselves wrong for that. So yes, with that honor yourself, it's, you know, being able to really hold space for the person that you really are. And, you know, some of the reasons why we don't is we don't actually accept ourselves and we want to people please. We don't feel like we're lovable just as we are. So we try to achieve and fill that empty feeling with performance. And I've been there. Oh my gosh, I am like the best performer ever because I wanted to feel worthy. I just didn't know that wasn't from external sources. It was all from inside of me.
That is exactly, we beat ourselves up and there's more emotional energy. And so you're adding a lot of negative emotional energy. I'm like, I should have said no. Now I'll say this to totally support that point. I've heard this many times. It's okay to make a mistake, but to repeat it consistently is really stupid. Don't you think?
100%. And I mean, if you are, again, making the same mistake again and again, like my absolute recommendation is to get really curious about like, what is this? You know, it's really taking a look at yourself, being honest with yourself and asking like, what is this? And why, what do I need to do to shift this? Because typically if we're making the same mistake again and again, that's hurting us. It's because we haven't accepted ourselves enough or we're not honoring who we are and what we need. So again, don't make yourself wrong for it, but learn from it because all our mistakes really are is just information to help us be better.
100%. Now, there's a fourth piece to this. What is that?
This fourth piece is love your journey.
Okay.
So we are all striving. We're all growing. We're all, you know, we're all expanding. As human beings, we're designed to expand and evolve. That's what we're here for. But when you are going to wait or until you're perfect, or wait until the business hits 3 million next year, or you wait until you're even, you know, out of dental school or own your own practice, whatever you're waiting for, stop and just start to fall in love with your process. Because our life is happening right now. And when we live in the future or the past, that's when we have anxiety. That's when we have more stress. And so we're already in the moment dealing with whatever it is at hand. I'm in this podcast with you, but if I was here with you now and I was thinking about what I have to do later or tomorrow, or am I going to have this saved for the future or in the past, I should have done this differently. What we're doing is we're causing a lot of stress and anxiety in this moment. And so when the fourth step comes, you know yourself, you've accepted yourself, you're honoring yourself, and then you're falling in love with the journey, That's when you get to show up in bigger, bolder, more confident ways. That's where you're just yourself and you're coming forward, and the energy it takes to be you lowers and your joy increases and ultimately your success increases too.
Yeah. I mean, so much of this resonates. I've gone through so much coaching and therapy myself, and somebody said this, like, once you become the person that people, that you know you are, that people think you are, and the person that you want to be, there's less, I forgot how it all works, but there's less friction in your life. And so, and that's, again, it's a hard journey and all that. And I have some very specific questions why this is so hard for dentists, but I think we should probably go to bucket number two, because that's where my questions are going to come from. So Allison, what's in bucket number two? The consequences. So,
yes. So when we look at the consequences of not honoring ourselves or not feeling worthy of basically acceptance and love in our everyday life, that's when we open up something that I call the pain gap. So what the pain gap is the person that you truly are, everything that you need truly, your aligned self, and then the person you're showing up as. And so when that gap widens, that's what gets filled with anxiety, low self-esteem, low confidence, stress, burnout. Again, when that gap is this wide, that is the consequence of not being aligned to the truest self that you are. And that's where all of the negative things that, you know, come into our world happen. And it's not to say that like negative things aren't going to happen in your life, but when we can actually align ourselves to these kind of four pillars that we just went through and show up that way, we don't have to face the consequences of getting sick from high stress, from picking the wrong partner because we are just trying to feel good enough in our relationships. We can have the hard conversation with our office manager when they're not showing up the way that we want because we feel worthy enough to have people show up for us. So when we can close that pain gap, the consequences of the stress in our lives tend to reduce.
Yeah, I love how you said that. You said that so well. Now, here's my question is, why in dentistry is it so hard to do this? What's your hypothesis?
Well, okay, this is my hypothesis. And I've thought about this a lot because working with so many dentists and growing up essentially in dentistry, I have been very close with many, many dentists who are incredibly talented, smart people who have been tortured. Like just they've been so stressed and so anxious. And I think that there's a level of like when we tap into the neuroscience, it kind of makes sense. So let me share this with you. So we have something in our brain called our reticular activation system. And our RAS is responsible for like removing all the things that don't really matter. Like for example, if I was talking to you right now and I was listening to my heartbeat, I'd be very distracted. So our RAS kind of just siphons out all the things that we don't really need to pay attention to. And it pulls in the things that have deemed important. And important to a human being is about survival. It's not about thriving. It really is hardwired for survival. And so our RAS either pushes out or pulls in the things that we need to pay attention to or need to ignore. And so when we go to school for 4 years and we're trained to look for small problems every day and feel like the work that we're doing is not good enough, it could be better, it could be more perfect, it could be more appreciated by our patients, we start to create a tendency to pay attention to more problems, to more issues, to the feeling of not being enough, to the feeling of not being good enough. And so there's that. But then also as a dentist, you have an enormous amount of pressure on your shoulders. You're working in small spaces all the time. You're managing a team. You're running a business. And so all of that can add up to be extremely stressful. And I think sometimes a lot of doctors and a lot of high performers really like that this is the high performance bucket of people. They think that, you know, what got me here will get me to that next level of success, which is achieve more, do more, say yes to more, perform better. But that causes us, again, to just go on this hamster wheel that results in just depression, burnout, lack of joy in our own lives, wondering like, how am I feeling so bad when I've worked so hard to get where I am today? And really what we're faced with is just misalignment. Mm-hmm. We're misaligned. We're chasing the wrong thing. And when we can kind of slow down and recognize, again, go back through that pathway and be able to really get aligned to where we want to go, that's when things start to change.
Yeah. How receptive, this is brilliant. How receptive are people to the framework when you present this? Is it a hard thing for them to digest, or do people see themselves in this journey a little bit easier?
Well, one of the reasons why I got very into neuroscience was that I recognized I'm working with scientists. Like, doctors are, they went through a very scientific background. And so I think a lot of this kind of like what used to be looked at as woo-woo, it has to be kind of founded in research. It has to be founded in like human beings and how we really are. And so when I was able to pull in my little brother as a neuroscientist, and a lot of what I was teaching and coaching, I was like, please tell me what happens in the brain when this happens. Like, even conversational intelligence, what happens in the brain when we have conversations. So he was able to really come forward and validate and teach me a lot of things that happen in the brain. And I think as a doctor, it usually makes sense to them. And they're open to, okay, this isn't working. What can I do that actually would work? So the receptiveness, of course, like the first quality of someone that can make change is a recognition that they want to make change. So yeah, that has to happen. But I think going through an understanding like, wow, I am a human being and I am hardwired for survival. And there are certain tendencies that I have that make my life harder. What can I do to learn about myself more and shift this?
Yeah, I can resonate with this a lot because dentists, they see the ideal and they go back to their lives and it's not ideal. And you live in this gap over and over and over again, and you want it to be ideal. And it probably leads to this third bucket, which is burnout. So how does that happen? Why does it happen? And what do we do once we get to that?
Yes, 100%. So I feel very lucky that I get to talk to a lot of new young dentists that are just starting their career. And I think that they're more aware of the support that they might need throughout their journey into dentistry. And unfortunately, some of the things we talk about a lot is that comparison bubble, that comparison trap of looking at other people's social media and thinking to yourself, like, I'm not, you name it, like, I'm not good enough. My career's not good enough. My crowns aren't good enough. I'm not doing as well. Everyone else seems to be doing so well. And it's kind of leading to this, what I've been reading about and hearing about is kind of like a collective awakening of wanting things to be more real and talking about the things that are actually going on. And so one of the key factors that will bring you into burnout is, one, that pain gap is who you really are and what you really need. You're not expressing it. You're not asking for it. You're not being it. And so it's this exhausting state to live in where you're always putting a mask on and you're always overperforming and you're always trying hard to kind of just like be in your life and be in your day and uphold the kind of identity that you're trying to create. And so that exhaustion and that consistent kind of overworking, overperforming will ultimately lead to burnout. And, you know, with burnout, I think we've all been there, but when we're there, we do not want to talk about it. We do not want to admit it. Sometimes we don't even want to ask for help because we feel embarrassed. We feel ashamed. You know, I shouldn't be tired. I shouldn't be exhausted. And putting all of that blame on yourself really kind of perpetuates it. And so I would say, like, if you're feeling in your life right now a lack of inspiration, a lack of motivation, if you're like, I'm just not myself, that's one of the first signs to just really ask yourself, like, how am I feeling? What is in that pain gap? You know, who I am and what I need, what am I not asking for or living into in my life? And that will give you some clues and some guidance. But the second thing I think is really not waiting until you are completely catastrophically burnt out to make a change. And, you know, I admittedly am the type of person that likes to toe the line sometimes. I'm like, I can do it. I can make it happen. But, you know, that achievement like view or that achievement model doesn't work when we're feeling burnt out. And it doesn't last.
Yeah. And burnout for me, because I've been there many times, it's such a deep subjective pain. Like, you don't even know where it's coming from. And it's very hard to diagnose. I'm not an expert at all. But go back to this. I love when you said, we feel like we want things to be more real. Can you expand on that? That's like, that really hits home. What does that mean?
So I think it's kind of like part and parcel of even this conversation today. When I put this out into our dental industry and many, many meeting planners are like, we want this, because I think the conversation is changing in our world where we're not pretending that everything is perfect and showing our highlight reel on social media. And, you know, when someone asks you how you're doing, you just say busy, but good. You know, that's kind of the old model, but I think people are getting really tired of it. And I think what people really need right now is for somebody to say, like, how are you really? Or I've been through that too. Or, you know, I'm struggling right now and I don't know what to do. And for people that are in leadership positions or seem to have their life together on social media, can be honest about life's reality and the struggles, I think that's where connection actually starts to come back. And I think that's where people actually can get the support that they need and feel safe to be who they are.
Yeah.
Because we're not comparing ourselves to something that isn't real. So, you know, I love social media. You know, I teach social media, but there is a shadow side to social media that has been running and kind of playing rampant in our lives for a while now. And I think it's starting to change because people are sick of seeing things that are just fake or not real. And they need that deeper connection now. They need to feel like they're not alone.
Yeah, that's so powerful. I won't mention this guy's name, but I've never met him, but there's a big, very big podcaster. And I listened to him for a long time, and then he disappeared. Well, he just resurfaced. It's been 6 months. And I'm like, he had it all going on. He's like, I was completely burned out. I'm like, oh my gosh. And he never shared it on any of his shows. And he came back. He's like, I'm just going to go there. I was so miserable. And he had experts help him. And they told him he needed a year. He's like, I don't know that I could take a break for a year. So he's like, I committed to 6 months of just going back. And I don't know that he followed your four steps, but I'm thinking it could have helped him a lot of really examining who he was, what was making him happy. And I think a lot of it was I thought he was like unbelievable. And he had built this image of just being invincible, you know, and knowing. I loved listening to him because he had all the answers for everything. And he shared just recently, I didn't. I'm like, oh my gosh. And that is so powerful when people can be vulnerable. But I do have so many other questions for you on this. And I'm older again. Like, I like saying that now because like social media, you know, I've even asked you for help. And so I'm like, I don't even know where it's going. And there are moments where I'm like, we should do something about it. And there are moments like, I don't even care anymore. With the influx of AI and how fast people are posting now, you see all of these advertisements of people being able to say, you can post 30 times a day. I'm like, oh gosh, that sounds absolutely terrible. I do think there's going to be a reckoning. But let me just throw the AI thing in there because I don't know if I trust anybody anymore. Now people are generating videos of themselves. I'm like, oh gosh, what do I do with any of this, Allison, in the middle of that? I didn't mean to throw you the AI curveball, but and that's not even the real issue. The real issue is real. I like how you use that. How do I unpackage that?
Yeah. I mean, AI, I believe is going to be a powerful tool for our future. I really believe it's going to create incredible things in the world. And I think it's going to have our human beings, our humanity, be valued even more. And so when I think about with AI, definitely don't be scared of it. Use it as a tool. You know, there's only one thing scarier than AI is not knowing it, not understanding it. You just have to know what this tool is going to do. It's like, you know, however many years ago when the internet came out, if people are like, I'm scared of it, I'm not going to use it. Don't do that with AI. But I think, you know, something I really stay on top of it is Harvard Business Review's, you know, the ideas for 2024, what's coming in the pipeline. And they bring up done a ton of research into small bite-sized pieces. So I recommend anybody read that. But in 2024's review and the discussion on what's the future of business with AI and with human beings interacting with AI, there's a huge focus on the soft skills. You know, all of the things that we kind of pushed to the side in business for many years of communication, well-being, energy, understanding your values, knowing your mission, taking great care of yourself. All of those things were kind of chalked up to soft skills, you know, thrown to the side. But the soft skills are what AI will never be able to replace. Right. So the most valuable people that are going to come into the future are the ones that are really good at building relationships and connecting truly with people. They're going to be the ones that can lead from a place of vulnerability and values-based. And so it's just understanding what our world is going to look like. Like being an engineer and having the skill sets of an engineer or a coder or a website builder, like unfortunately AI is going to be able to do those things faster than us, but AI will never be able to replace our human connection and our humanity.
Yeah. I love the framework that you've put together here, and I'll make a prediction because I'm terrible at predicting things. I think you're going to get a lot more requests for that kind of stuff than you will for the stuff. I mean, you've got multiple companies and other things going on, but like that is powerful stuff. And I think it's a lot of what the world and dentistry needs. Great stuff. This is so awesome. So Allison, I want you to talk about some of the things that you're up to and what you're doing, but I also want to put a final bow on this, like a final thought. So give us some final thoughts for our listeners on this.
I would say like, have the courage to be yourself and to show up as you are and to honor yourself, because that really is where your greatest zone of genius is going to come from. And yes, sometimes it can be excruciating to become vulnerable to your team, your partner, your family, whoever it is, but vulnerability is the foundation of our connection, and being seen is something that we all need so badly. And we have to be responsible for being seen. We have to be real with each other in order for somebody to see us. And so just know like that path for you, whoever's listening and this resonates, it might not be the easiest path, but it's the most meaningful. And this could be some of the most important work that you do on yourself in your whole life. And it will change the way you live. And so I just really want to encourage you to go down that path. And if something isn't resonating in your life right now, really try to understand why and make a change.
Yeah. So well said. That is so powerful. Thank you so much for sharing that today. We'll cover the other topic you mentioned. I'll keep you guys a little curious, but we're going to cover another topic at another time. But Allison, I want you to share with our listeners, if they've never heard of you and they do want to follow and find out a little bit more about what you're doing, how do I find out more about what you do, and tell us what other things you do?
Yeah. So I am a practice coach. I'm a consultant. I'm a speaker. And so I can, you know, speak at any kind of event. I host a lot of in-practice workshops. I host a lot of, you know, sessions to help with this kind of thing specifically. Like we go deep with the whole team and I love doing that. I also work one-on-one with doctors to be able to support them in their mindset as they're scaling and achieving success. And so as a certified professional coach through the International Coach Federation, this is one of my favorite things, is being able to support doctors in that way. So if you need support this year in achieving your goals, but also understanding how to foster more self-worth, I have a group coaching program specifically for women in business. And then I have one-on-one coaching for any doctors. So that's, you know, that's this kind of bucket. And then I kind of grew up in the clear aligner world. And so I manage and coach teams to ultimate success when it comes to clear aligner therapy. I just launched my clear aligner leadership bootcamp, where I take team members and elevate them into leaders in your practice so that you can double your clear aligner cases. That is my goal and mission. And a lot of this is that humanity. It's connecting with your patients. It's leading your team. It's having really powerful systems. And so if you want support with your clear aligner systems this year, reach out to me. And that website is domoreclearalignercases.com. And then for any personal professional coaching, you can go to yourclearalignercoach.com.
Awesome. Awesome. So if you're not taking notes while you're listening, don't worry, we're taking notes for you. We're going to put all of this in the show notes. So I don't care if you're listening on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, you can flip up to the show notes and all of the things that Allison has mentioned, those will be links right in there. You can click on it and just go right to it. I'm going to highly encourage you to do that. And if you have a study club and you haven't had Allison speak, what are you thinking? Like, you got to have her speak. If she'll come and speak, I don't know. I'm just so grateful. So thank you very much, Allison. That's powerful stuff. I really, really, I'm so excited to see what you're up to. And I have no doubt you're going to make some big waves here in this great profession in the future. So thank you so much for being on.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, stick around while I say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for listening to the Best Practices Show. Our whole jam around here is just to challenge your thinking, bring great speakers, great teachers, great influencers to give you some frameworks like the one Allison presented today. Use it so you can be better and your practice can be better. So keep showing up and we'll keep bringing it. So until we see you guys next time or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hey, and thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.